Bitter cold temperatures will be dropping through the middle of North America as we go forward through this work week, and it will be nasty cold for many areas from the Canada border all the way down into the southern parts of the United States. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The coldest air is expected to arrive on Wednesday and continue on Thursday. We'll look for the low temperatures in the negative 30s and negative 20s over those two mornings, and probably still in the negative 20s even on Friday. The cold air will come with some wind and snow initially, and we're expecting to see the snowfall across our region relatively light, but a disturbance will come out of Montana and work its way through the western and southern parts of North Dakota, through all of South Dakota, into portions of Minnesota, and much of that is expected to occur as we go forward through the day on Wednesday. As we get into Wednesday night and early on Thursday, we'll still have a little bit of that snow occurring in the southeast part of our region, including eastern portions of South Dakota and southern Minnesota, but the wind will be increasing at that point and will be blowing most of that snow down into Nebraska and Iowa, so it's not likely to accumulate very well. At least it'll be very difficult to measure. The total amounts of snow that are advertised from this disturbance will run from trace amounts upwards to around 3 inches in general. There will be some spots way out in Montana that'll get 5 inches or more, and we may see more than 5 inches occur in the southeast corner of South Dakota and southern Minnesota. And again, this will be mostly Wednesday into Thursday, and I do expect a considerable amount of blowing and drifting. And we've already had a lot of that with the storm from last week, but this system will be a little bit different. It'll be a much drier, powdery snow. They'll be wind-driven, so the drifting will be probably a little bit more significant than it was last week. The afternoon temperatures are going to struggle to get above zero. In fact, we'll stay below zero through a big part of the week. Temperatures this afternoon will be in the negative and positive single digits. Tomorrow will be mostly negative single digits with even some negative teens possible near the Canada border in both North Dakota and out into Montana. On Wednesday, everybody's going to be below zero, negative teens north and negative single digits in the south. Thursday, no better at all, negative teens and negative upper single digits. It's not going to be until we get to the weekend that we'll start to recover a little bit from this. Even then, the temperatures are not going to come back to normal quite that quickly. Next week, though, a big warm-up is expected, and we will get those temperatures working their way back above average eventually. But we're going to have several days here of painfully cold weather. And if you're going to be traveling across the region, make sure you are adequately supplied with blankets and whatnot in case you get stranded. Yes, it will be bitterly cold. Actually, the worst of this storm system is going to be outside of our region, impacting Iowa, eastern Nebraska, parts of Kansas, and from there to the Great Lakes region. So if you're traveling in those areas, prepare yourself for some delay. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.